I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. America's governor today. Did I already play that clip, Mr. Producer? Uh-oh, memory. Well, he's out there punching away. I tell you, to live in a state where you don't have to worry about what the government's doing, where you have a governor who's proactive, he's in front of the curve. I don't understand conservatives who attacked DeSantis. I know some of them are upset that he challenged Trump, but that was never going to go anywhere. But Trump's gotten over it. I mean, you got to take a really close look at this man. A really close look at him. As far as I'm concerned. And there are others, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you've been the chief executive of a state, like Reagan was in California and so forth, you really get to see what these guys are made of. If you're a senator, you're a congressman, maybe you're in the executive branch, you're not the president, or maybe you're the vice president, whatever, you've got different qualities. So you've got to take them into consideration. The converse is true, too. Look at Newsom in California. It's a complete failure, fraud and a phony. And he was cheering the disenfranchisement of Republicans of Virginia. Cheering it. Because he's disenfranchising Republicans of California. So he's not capable of standing above the crowd. He's not capable of being statesmanlike. He's incapable of it completely. I want to read something to you. Just came across here from the New York Post. I get the sense the New York Post doesn't like me or their show. I could be wrong. I don't really care. I think it's a great newspaper, by the way. I really do. Arizona Republican Yasemin Ansari. Gone are the days of Frank Smith, Mr. Producer. Yasemin Ansari decries petition to expel her for its lies on Iran ties. Now, this interests me because she is the one that introduced articles of impeachment against our great Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. And she lied up and down about it. War crimes, illegal war, you know, all this crap. U.S. Representative Yasemin Ansari has slammed a widely circulated online petition claiming she has secret links to Iran. And by the way, why do they have to be secret? Don't most of the Democrats have links to Iran to the extent that they're cheering for Iran? Because they view a victory for Iran as a victory for them that they can use against Trump and the Republicans. Now, I'm not overstating the case. That's the case. That's what's going on with this sleazeball Chris Murphy and others. Hakeem Jeffries, Ro Khanna, Ro the con man Khanna. The petition signed by more than 13,000 people shared a doctored image of Ansari in what looks like a turban in front of the Iranian flag. That's not nice, is it, Mr. Producer? we would decry that here, decry it. I decry it. He called for an investigation into undisclosed foreign lobbying and ties between her and Iran, which America is currently at war with, of course. The petition provides no evidence of the rumored ties. I think that's outrageous, don't you, Rich? I mean, the, you know, the photograph and then the petition without any evidence. And this lovely lady, I assume she's a lady. Are we allowed to say lady anymore? The petition was started 2 weeks ago by an individual named Azadeh Azadi. I'm sure that's the real name. A self-described member of the Iranian-American community. An inquiry to Azadi was sent through the petition website. A spokesman for Ansari, 6 of 1, half a dozen, referred the post to a Tuesday statement where she lashed out at the alleged ties to Iran as hateful rhetoric, lies, cruel, and deliberate misinformation. Ansari is the first Iranian-American Democrat in Congress. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All the rest of this crap aside. Let me get this straight. She's the first Iranian-American in Congress, and she wants to impeach and remove the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, for leading our military in a spectacular, righteous, noble war against the regime in Iran. You believe that, Rich? It's crazy. Bad actors have tried to smear my family and staff by circulating fake and AI-generated... Okay, I don't blame you for being upset about that. But I certainly don't blame people who are legitimately upset about what she's trying to do. What she's trying to do, it's pretty disgusting. The Congresswoman previously said she has complicated feelings around the conflict with Iran, even acknowledging that a good number of Iranians abroad support President Trump's actions against the regime. Still, Ansari said she fears that mismanagement by the Trump administration could lead to unintended consequences. Well, how about the intended consequences of the regime slaughtering 50,000 young people, Ansari? Can we invite her on the program, Mr. Producer? I want to discuss Iran with her. Because I don't understand her position, and I have a number of questions. If she's going to seek the impeachment of the Secretary of War, the great Pete Hegseth, that's right, I said it, the great Pete Hegseth, then I want to have a discussion with her. So we'll make an effort to have a discussion with her, and I think it's important to have a discussion with her. Steve Scalise with Reporters. Well, let's go. Actually, it's a different topic. Caroline Leavitt is outside the White House. Isn't she fantastic, by the way? Fantastic. You know, when she has her baby, I kind of feel bad. Not that she's having a baby and not for her. I want everything to be wonderful, but she won't be there for a period of time. By the way, what is this correspondence dinner Saturday and the president's going to that? Did you see that, Mr. Producer? He's going to the White House correspondence dinner. He's going to be surrounded by all these freaks, frauds, and phonies. They're all going to be taking shots at him. I don't know. I'm of two minds on that. He can handle it, obviously, but still. I don't know about that. Caroline Leavitt, cut 15. 16, that is. Go.
Let's level set on where we are. As you all saw yesterday, President Trump announced an extension of the ceasefire. He's maintaining and generously offering a bit of flexibility to a regime who has been completely tarnished because of Operation Epic Fury. There's obviously a lot of internal division. This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response. And so as we await that response, there's a ceasefire with the military and kinetic strikes, but Operation Economic Fury continues, and the effective and successful naval blockade continues as well, of ships and vessels that are moving to and from Iranian ports. We are completely strangling their economy through this blockade. They're losing $500 million a day. The Karg Island is completely full. They can't move oil in and out. They can't even pay their own people as a result of this economic leverage that President Trump has inflicted over them. So he's satisfied with that as we await their response. And we will see. The president has not set a firm deadline to receive an Iranian proposal, unlike some of the reporting I've seen today.
We're going to run out of time. Let me just say this. Why do we need a unified front? This is my one question. Why do we even want a unified front? We just fought to defy the leadership so they turn on each other. What's needed is a few knockout blows here, in my view, in arming the people. I've heard it say, well, there's fractions, it's fractured, the opposition, everything else, but the more I hear, the more I say it's not that fractured. That the main opposition backs the prince. And so, arm them. We're not there to sort things out. We're there to help them. Arm them. Well, they stole the weapons. Who stole the weapons and gave them to whom? I mean, that, arm them. That was the Reagan doctrine. That's how we overthrew the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. We did it in Angola. We did it in Nicaragua. We did it in Honduras and other places. It was part of the Reagan doctrine. Is the CIA even up to this anymore? I don't know. We train, we give strategic and tactical advice, we provide them with arms, and we help them out. And then they can go in and do what they need to do. You want to take out the regime? That's how you take out the regime. We don't want regime change. Sure as hell we do. We want to defeat them. That's my opinion. That's my 2 cents worth. Maybe it's worth 1 cent. I don't even know. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At LensSeek, we know running a business takes heart, hustle, and sometimes a little help. That's why we stand with you with our exclusive AI lending platform, connecting you to over 100 funders. If you've been in business for at least 2 years with a minimum annual revenue of $500,000, you can get up to $1 million in funding in as fast as 24 hours. No collateral, no prepayment penalties, no red tape. Apply today with no cost or obligation at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
It's the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Well, we have our friend Ken Cuccinelli, who knows all things Virginia. One of the great litigators, too. Ken, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. You know, I mentioned on the program earlier, as I have in the past, that if you had had just a little support from the RNC when you were running for governor, you would have won. And it is so frustrating to me, even to this day. That could have changed the course of Virginia, of course, but here we are. Tell us what's going on now.
Turned me into a verb. He called it being Cuccinelli, Buck called it. He took your idea and made it a verb.
Well, it's true.
So, he was a great one.
He was great, but, man. We miss him. Tell me what's going on in the courts about all this gerrymandering stuff.
So we're used to courts moving pretty slowly, but after the gerrymander referendum was over Tuesday, and of course there's still mail ballots trickling in, but they'll move it a little farther to the left. The result is in. The yes folks eked out a win here, outspending the no folks, our side, about 4-1, 3-1. And but now the legal fun begins. And they so brazenly ignored the requirements of the Virginia Constitution in pushing this extreme gerrymander through that now they're going to pay the price, in my view. They have to defend this win. And they have four different state constitutional violations that are all significant by themselves. And together, I don't think they can withstand it because they have to win on all four. Everything they do had to have been constitutional. We only need to show that one thing they did was unconstitutional, and then the referendum goes or the map goes, depending on which constitutional violation the court settles on. But there's a lot to work with here for the Virginia Supreme Court.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the makeup of that court? Is it, you know, sometimes it's one way or the other. What do you know?
Yeah. So it is still got four Republican-selected justices out of the seven, and that'll be true throughout the rest of 2026. So this is a 4-3 Republican appointee court. And but I wouldn't be surprised, Mark, if this referendum is thrown out on 7-0 votes. That's how brazen this Democrat General Assembly was in ignoring the requirements that not only Virginia, but a lot of states have very similar requirements in amending their constitutions as well. And so now, of course, they're screaming, oh, the will of the people, the will of the people.
Yeah,
the will of the people. You outspent this side 4-1. Most of that money from outside the state and squeaked by 2 or 3 points while violating the Constitution four different ways. Bring it on, fellas.
Four elements. Are you able to tell us off the top of your head what those are?
Yeah, sure. So I'll do it from strongest arguments to weakest. Mm-hmm. And they're all pretty good arguments, frankly. The strongest start with first passage. And in state constitutional amendments, Virginia, like many other states, you have to pass the amendment through the General Assembly twice with an intervening election. Well, The last time the Democrats had full control with Governor Northam and two Democrat houses, they gave us a 45-day election in Virginia. So that means that you have to pass constitutional amendments before that 45-day election in the odd years, have the election, elect a new House of Delegates, and then the new General Assembly comes in and they have to pass the exact same amendment. And in 2025, of course, Abigail Spanberger and the General Assembly were up, and voting, because they gave us this 45-day election, started September 19th. Well, they didn't pass the first passage of this proposed amendment until Halloween, five or 6 weeks into the election, after over a million Virginians had already voted, and they're trying to argue that that election counts as the intervening election required by the Virginia Constitution between two passages of the same proposed
which
amendment.
Which is ridiculous, because so you're telling us they started voting before the election.
Yeah, and so they're literally going to be arguing that the election means just election day, the last day of the election. Mm. And that has never been done in any state. When it's been tried at the federal level, it's been rejected, this a similar argument. Now, obviously, this is based on the state constitution, but the logic is the same. So the other one, equally strong, where they brazenly violated the Constitution, was on the second passage. They passed it on January 19th of this year, and the same section of the Virginia Constitution, Article 12, Section 1, requires 90 days after second passage before submission to the voters of Virginia. Well, January 19th to April 21st is barely over 3 months. It's just about 90 days with February squeezed in there. But we started voting with our 45-day election on March 6th. So on March 6th, this was submitted to the voters of Virginia less than 60 days after second passage. Again, a very blatant violation of a simple part of the Constitution. And it's easy to see why that's in the Constitution. It's so voters can learn about it, understand the effect, and so forth. And we saw how this referendum played out. The yes side had a lot more money, but critically, even more critically in my view, they started earlier with that money. And so time does matter. That's why it's in the Constitution. It's been there for a very long time. So either of those brazen, naked violations. Back to the first passage on Halloween. The General Assembly, all Democrats, said, well, this is just a continuation of the May 2024 special session, which was called to deal with the budget with then-Governor Glenn Youngkin. They hadn't finished the budget. And a year and a half later, they all came back and said, we're still in special session, and now we're going to amend the Constitution. The problem was it wasn't part of the call of the special session. And in a special session, you can only do specified things, and they needed a two-thirds vote for that, and they never got it. So there's violation number three.
Hold on, Ken. That music means I got to take a break, and we're going to have to go quickly after the break and sum up number three and four. We've got the real expert on the program here, our friend Ken Cuccinelli. We'll be right back. With Donald Trump back in office, one of his biggest adversaries, top Democrat Dick Durbin of Chicago, is leading the charge to derail President Trump's agenda at every turn. And now Senator Durbin has a new scheme, a government takeover of your credit card. Right now, Americans have thousands of credit card options, all with equal strong security. But Durbin's plan could result in less security. That means more risk for your credit, your identity, and your financial future. Now, Durbin's bill isn't about helping consumers. It's a giveaway to corporate megastores, which could shift costs onto you while putting your rewards and fraud protections in jeopardy. We've seen Durbin's failed policies before. His last big banking regulation backfired, leading to higher costs and fewer benefits for American families. Tell Republican senators, stop Durbin's government takeover of your credit card before it's too late. Learn more at guardyourcard.com. That's guardyourcard.com. paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mudbloodin', bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mudbloodin' Show.
Mudbloodin', the thunder on the right. Call in now. 877-381-3811.
Boy, where the hell's this show going, man? It's taking off. We got our buddy Ken Cuccinelli. Ken, you went through constitutional issues 1 and 2. Let's do 3 and 4.
All right, number three. The Democrat General Assembly on Halloween last year said they were in a special session that dated back a year and a half to May of 2024 that was called to deal with the budget. Unlike Congress, Virginia, like most states, when they have a special session, it only addresses defined topics. Constitutional amendments weren't among them. To change the topics, they needed a two-thirds vote of the General Assembly. Of course, they couldn't have gotten the Republicans to go along with that, and they didn't have a two-thirds vote. So they violated that constitutional provision as well. All three of those are process violations, and will have the referendum thrown out, any one of them by itself. If none of those prevail, and I'll be surprised if they don't, the map itself violates Virginia's Article 2, Section 6 requirement that every electoral district has to be compact and contiguous. Well, we may have the most gerrymandered map in the country if the one they voted on Tuesday holds up. So it is the most gerrymandered map in yours and my lifetime in Virginia, and I don't think it'll hold up under state constitutional scrutiny, but I put that one at the bottom of the list as the least strong. I'm not going to say it's weak. It's the least strong argument against what the radical Democrats have done here.
Well, it sounds to me like you got a grand slam there. Now, they'll come up with their arguments.
Literally, but, all four.
Yeah. But if the appellate court, so there's that intermediary court. Do you know anything about that court?
Oh, I do, but it'll be skipped. It's going to be skipped. The Supreme Court already has the first and third challenges, the special session challenge, and the fact that they wanted to use the election they were in the middle of as their intervening election. Those issues are already before the Supreme Court of Virginia. The second passage, not being 90 days before it went to the voters, was ruled on today by the Tazewell County Court, Southwest Virginia, and it's not Tazewell, folks, it's Tazewell. They'd be offended. Tazewell Circuit Court, that'll be immediately appealed. That's the other second passage issue. And then there's a separate case dealing with the maps in Richmond Circuit Court, where they're waiting on a judge's ruling, but even after he rules, that will be appealed also up to the Supreme Court. But I don't think they'll take the map case until they deal with these three violations of the Virginia Constitution with respect to pushing this referendum on the people of Virginia.
All right, Ken, we undoubtedly will want to have you back when there's some additional decisions, and we really appreciate you staying on top of this. Are you also giving people advice on how to litigate these cases and so forth?
I stay in touch with those folks, yes.
Good. Well, you're a damn good lawyer. All right, you take care of yourself, man.
It's good to be with you.
You too. God bless. Remember when I first met him in a home, I don't believe it was his home, may have been, in Springfield, Virginia, when he decided he was going to run for the state Senate. Nobody thought he could win that seat. It was a marginal seat, and he won it. And he won it more than once. And it was Rick Santorum. I got to get back to Rick Santorum. I haven't talked to him in God knows how long. He was the one who introduced me to Ken Cuccinelli and urged me to support him, which, of course, I did. All right, let's take a few calls, shall we?
Yes, we can.
Let's see here. Oops, that's not one of them. I'm working on it, Rich. Let's see here. Where did I? They all dropped out. All right, we can do that. I really like this new sponsor. And you're really going to like them, too. Chapter Advisory. The name of the service is called Chapter. It seems like the government can't do simple. They make the tax code impenetrable. They buried Social Security in red tape. Then they turned Medicare into thousands of plans with rules that change every year. As a result, millions of seniors are on Medicare plans that might not fit their needs. And as a result, you're paying more money than you need to pay. My wife and I were in this situation last October, and I can tell you right now, we're going to use Chapter. We're going to use Chapter. Because it's absolutely free. Many people only find out when it's too late. And this is where Chapter can help you. Chapter is the name of the service. Chapter is the only Medicare advisor that compares every plan nationwide. When you call Chapter, you talk to a licensed advisor who will find the plan that actually fits your doctors, your prescriptions, your life. If you're already on the best plan for your needs, they will tell you, you're already on the best plan, don't switch, you don't need any more help. Just last year, Chapter saved folks, however, an average of $1,100 simply by identifying better-fitting plans. A call with Chapter is free, and they can review your options in about 20 minutes or less. Dial #250, say the keyword Medicare help. This is a big deal. It's a big deal for those of you who are on Medicare, or going to be on Medicare, as a matter of fact. Dial #250. Say the keyword Medicare help. Again, #250. The keyword is Medicare help. I strongly encourage those of you who are on Medicare or who are going to be on that Medicare in the near future, check out Chapter. This is what the doctor ordered. I'm not kidding. #250. Say Medicare help. If you don't know how to use and text that way, ask one of your kids or somebody else. It's very simple. Just #250, say Medicare help, and you're off to the races. Very, very important, in my view. Very, very important. All right. Well, the call screen, I think, is back. Look at that, Mr. Producer. It's not. All right, so what I'm going to do, this is live and national, and we pride ourselves on being quasi-professionals. All right, here we go. Hitting it again. This thing's been acting up. I'm wondering if we're under attack. What's that? I think I got it now. Okay. Here it comes. All right. Ann in Florida. The Villages. Sirius XM. Ann, how are you?
I am well, Mark. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I'm a little befuddled with President Trump. He's my hero, actually.
Right.
I think he's brilliant. He's a genius. I'm having trouble understanding why he's trying so hard to make a deal mm-hmm. with people who historically make deals and break them when we're in a position where we can demand unconditional surrender. I spent 24 years in the military, and I'd really like to have an unconditional surrender from Iran.
I would, too, and for the reasons you stated, and even more, but you're correct. And I don't think that's going to happen unless we continue the military operation, plus arm the people there and train them quickly, and, of course, keep the economic pressure on. So I think you got to do those three things, I tend to agree with you. That's my opinion
Yeah, Mark, I wrote when you said we need to arm the people, and I wrote and asked them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to ask? Well, when I talk about it or I write about it and things like that, the White House sees it, the press sees it, my enemies, who, as you well know, love me, they see it, too. So it's not like I'm hiding the ball, but I really believe it. I'm going to talk about it a little bit on Fox this weekend, too, because that was the Reagan Doctrine, and it worked. It worked in a stupendous manner and doesn't involve us sending troops in at all. It's the fight of the willing, the people who are there who just need a fighting chance. They can't win with their bare hands, as you well know. It's just not possible. So I'm with you. And thank you for your service. Thank you for your call. Great call. Let's continue, shall we? I think I will. Let's go to Mark, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Sirius Satellite, XM. Go right ahead, please.
It's an honor, Mark. I've listened to you for a long time.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Dana is just a light in this world.
Isn't she great?
If we had more people like her, yes. If we had more people like her, we would have a great world. I would just like to say Donald Trump, to me, President Trump, loves this country. He loves his family. He loves our families. And I would rather have this war on their soil than it be over here and my kids having to fight it on our soils. Mm-hmm. But I find it odd that the left, and by the way, I like the way you call balls and strikes. It doesn't matter if it's coming from the left or the right. Mm-hmm. You call it the way it is. I'm just an old country boy, and I've made my life with common sense. I don't think the left has ever heard of that. But I find it funny that they want Iran to have a nuclear bomb, but they don't want the U.S. citizens to have a gun.
Oh, that's a good thought. I never thought of that. That's right. They want to disarm us, and if the enemy arms itself with nuclear weapons. Can you imagine suicide bombers? That's what they are with nuclear weapons. How stupid is that?
Oh, it would be crazy, Mark. I mean, it's getting to the point here now that you're kind of nervous to walk around because you just don't know what's going to happen here. Because you know they're here. They're just waiting for the right time. But I'm going to buy Dana's book. She's just an awesome person.
I think you guys are going to love it. I don't know if there's a woman in your life, but I'm sure she'll love it too, you know?
Yeah, I've got a good woman. Yeah. But I appreciate you letting me voice my opinion, and you have a great
opinion. Thank you, brother. You take care of yourself. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our favorite Reading tradition is here, Cool April Nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Wednesday, April 22nd, Shasta College. Best Damn Poker Run at Shasta Lake. Orchard Nutrition. Paint Mart and Interstate Batteries. Undead Lead. Cool April Nights Drags. Cottonwood Chamber and Swanky Motor Company. Raising Canes. Club Cougar Fundraiser at the Civic. Shasta County Search and Rescue. Main Street Band and Drive-In Movie at the Civic. Street Machine. Grudge Racing. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of 5 different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You know, folks, I've been working with Pure Talk for 6 years now. Boy, time flies.
I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, so helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization that is on the front lines of helping to prevent veteran suicide. And Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Sure, it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like other companies do, but they're committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers here in the United States. And yes, I love Pure Talk's service. They give you the same towers, same network, same 5G coverage as one of the big guys, but for a fraction of the price. And I choose to do business with a company that shares my values, your values, helping support veterans every single day and creating American jobs. How about you? Now, #250. And say Mark Levin to switch to Pure Talk. That's #250, #250. Say Mark Levin to switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
So far. Find out more about Mark Levin by going to his website. It's MarkLevinShow.com.
Unconditional surrender. I'm for that. We're not far from it if that's what we want. In my humble opinion, we're not far from it. A little bit more time, but I feel like the three legs of the stool need to be working simultaneously. It's just Mark's opinion. We've got an economic chokehold on the regime. We need to arm the people. Borrow that from the Reagan Doctrine. It succeeded. Call it the Trump Doctrine. And military strikes at the IRGC. You know, the infrastructure can come later if necessary, but the IRGC has not been wiped out. The IRGC is different from the regular army in the sense that it's the equivalent of the SS, if you will, that the Nazis had. They're the security, internal security, the internal police, paramilitary, and they are loyal to individuals in the regime. The regular army is a different can of worms. You got to defeat the IRGC. You got to break them. When we keep hearing that we need a unified front to deal with, why would we want a unified front? That means the IRGC is going to blow out the civilian side. We have them where we want them. They're fighting with each other, at least internally. They're in a tug of war right now. That's what you want. You don't want them united. And if they're united, it might unfortunately be under the IRGC. They're the ones that have the arms and the numbers. I want to tell you about Esther in the Holy Land. Esther's living through days and nights of fear, sirens sounding, rockets screaming through the sky. Nobody should have to live like this, let alone an old lady or a young baby. Long stretches spent in the bomb shelters. 84 years old, Esther's elderly, frail, alone. Imagine that. No help, no food deliveries, no medical care, no one knocking on your door. It's a war zone. Because of friends like you supporting the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Esther's not alone. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, where Christians and Jews stand shoulder to shoulder in the Holy Land, they bring food, they meet urgent needs, they remind all the people in the Holy Land, like Esther, that they're not forgotten. Times of fear and uncertainty, your compassion brings hope and help. Esther asked that you hear these words. She said, to those who give, you're doing a very great mitzvah. That is a good deed. You give from your hearts. May God protect you. My friends, your gift is tax deductible. And it makes all the difference in the world over there. All the difference in the world. To the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, these people put their necks on the line to help the people in the Holy Land. They're hope-giving. They're life-saving. Call 844-866-IFCJ, 844-866-IFCJ. They're there right now. Or online at levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. 844-866-IFCJ. All right. Let's go back to the caller, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Let us go to Jay in New York. How are you, Jay?
How you doing, Mark?
Okay.
Regarding the redistricting, I think I have a very simple, albeit not perfect, solution, but a lot better than what we got right now.
Yeah.
What you do is do away with the districts. Have each party in the state put up a slate of candidates, and the people vote for the party based on the percentage of the vote.
Well, you have to amend the Constitution. You're not going to get the votes out of the House or the Senate, let alone the states. That's the problem.
But wouldn't it make more sense, though?
I don't know. I think with the Democrat Party, any system you have, they'll try to destroy it. I think this is a power-hungry party. I think no rules apply. And I think it's time we take the mittens off, not just gloves, the mittens off, and we put the brass knuckles on, and we play like they do. No rules and dirty. I really believe that.
Got to blow up the filibuster. That's what you got to do.
Well, there's a lot that we got to do, and maybe one of them. But there's other things too, and we got to get to it, and we got to get to it fast. Jay, very interesting idea. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Tony in Canada, Montreal, Sirius XM. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark. Thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to quickly mention, I think the pariah that we're dealing with is complete redistricting.
By the way, do you have conservative talk radio in Canada? I'm just curious.
Nothing like you. We only have Ben Mulrooney out of Toronto, and that's the guy I listen to in the afternoon, and I like listening to other people like yourself, and you know who your competitors are in the conservative radio business, but I listen to guys
I really don't, but that's okay.
But I'll just tell you, I listen to Tennessee radio in the morning,
yeah.
Early to get up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they have Dan Mandis and Chris Hand. They're very strong Republican
yes.
people. I
uh-huh.
listen to St. Louis radio, and I listen to...
All right,
to
I didn't need a list. I was just curious if you guys had it. So you don't have a lot, you're telling me.
Mark, they're all leftists in Canada, Matt.
Unbelievable.
Like, I'm the only Republican in the whole country.
Crazy.
Listen, I just want to say this, okay? You know, you speak about the issue in the United States. If I'm running for a government office and I have a tattoo...
All right, I'll tell you what. Take Tony's number. Tony, I apologize. Don't hang up. Take his number, Mr. Call Screener. I want to call him tomorrow because I stepped on his toes. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine. We haven't forgotten you. Men and women in Persia, I haven't forgotten you. Men and women in Israel, no way. And the men and women of the United States, thank God for you. Check out Liberty's Voice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service, modern day solutions.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.